Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Jonathan Ritter, and it's Friday. And this is Friday's devotional. Came across this devotional. I've been preaching on prayer quite a bit and spiritual warfare. And this devotional really was good. And I just wanted to share it with you guys. It's called Effective Prayer. The scripture reading is in Isaiah 65, verse 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. John Knox spent much time in prayer. And the church in Scotland burst into new life. John Wesley prayed long and often. And the Methodist movement was born. Martin Luther prayed earnestly, and the Reformation exploded across Europe. Why was prayer so important to these spiritual giants of the past? Because they knew they were up against almost overwhelming forces of spiritual opposition. They also knew the urgency of the gospel message, and that prayer was an essential weapon in advancing the gospel to the ends of the earth. Like Paul, they knew, and you can see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. Let me flip over here to it. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. In our situations, is our situation any different today? God desired that we Christians be concerned and burdened for the lost world. If we pray this kind of prayer, an era of peace may come to the world. Wickedness may be turned back. James 5:16 says this. And the prayer, actually that's 15, but let's read 15:16 because that's really good. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise them up. And if ye have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Confess your faults one another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. That's beautiful, right, guys? We need to understand, especially during these times, that prayer is essential. It's not an option in the sense that you can put it on the back burner. And how the devil will try to distract you in your life and keep you so busy. That's B-U-S-Y, being under Satan's yoke. He will tell you you don't have time to pray. Or you can pray later. Don't listen to those voices. Don't entertain those voices. Put them right where they belong. From you, at the foot of Jesus. Submit to God. Resist the devil. He will flee. Because through the authority of Jesus Christ, that is in each and every one of his children, the Holy Spirit, the fire, we have that authority. As you walking out today and enjoying maybe the sunlight or maybe it's night where you're at and enjoying the calmness. Maybe it's not raining. It's just a peace in there. Maybe it's just going shopping. Remember, prayer, even when you're at Walmart, waiting in line, praying silently to yourself, thanking God for the opportunity to be able to be able to get those groceries and to be able to be healthy. We can take those advantage, take that granted, right? So, I hope you guys have a good Friday. I hope you guys have a good weekend. Sunday's coming around. Some of you guys do church on Saturday. I pray that y'all have a good service and praise Jesus and do the worship thing. And pray that the man of God that is in the pulpit preaches the whole counsel of God. If you guys haven't checked out my sermon for my online website, I've got it posted and several devotionals on there. Bible studies, and we're about to go into a Bible study on Facebook on Ephesians. I've been studying up on it and praying over it. I'm about to launch that every Saturday night. All right, guys, love y'all. Have a good weekend.